be your guide to everything you need to know about music. Now.
We'll be searching for the perfect beat on Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Chicken bone, I can make a thunderstorm from a light rain. My ears start ringing, my nose get bloody. I feel a little bit of pressure on my right brain. Intermission, transmission, put me in submission. Glistening, trapped in the light prison. Whistling, the Christ told me, come closer to the light, man. I went blind, woke up in front of a mic stand. Tap dancing in the French Quarter, walking on water with a scroll in my hand. The blueprints for a dish-shaped light vessel that was chiseled out of metal off the coast of Japan. Fasting on the top of a mountain out into postland. Saw a shiny object floating out of the ocean. I'm sort of like a postman. You can get the message if you want to understand from the raps.
November 7th,
man.
Saw this disc-shaped object floating above the sea concourse of
Voodoo
the United Airlines.
Civilized and savage, criticized the parish, spreading false doctrine, terrorized the clerics, carrying on nonsense, specialized lies to paralyze the conscience.
Helicopter
man, chit-chatter abracadabra, spitting out matter while I'm putting out data. Chewing up, putting out rappers, sipping Pellegrino while I'm giving out matches. Set yourself on fire, let the wisdom of Elijah purify you. Take a figure higher, sold your soul to the highest. By your now, you're on the wire, talking about 2 foot tires. Saying you sell crack, clapping at cats with Max, but you a liar. Pants on fire, same old rugged cross, different crucified Messiah.
You're good to go.
You're listening to Giles Peterson.
All right, all right, all right. Shit, 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 shit.
Radio 1. Through the night. And at any time, listen again. Just the way I like to start. Especially at this time of year. Lloyd Miller, special guest with the Jeff Gilson Septet, recorded in France way back. ...1961, Fable of Gutenberg. And recorded in 2007, watch out, J Electronica. And at the very front, the modern jazz gang. Chichi Santucci. Italian, yeah. Miles before and after. got a real legend going to be joining me today. We're going to be playing together down at the End on Saturday night, and I thought it'd be great to get Moody Man in. Kenny Dixon, out of Detroit, into London, into the Radio 1 studios, in the mix, in conversation. That's what's going on today. Do you know what else is going on today? There's a brand new album. It's back for the Quantic Soul Orchestra. Tell you what, True Thoughts, keep putting out the music. There's a Nostalgia 77 album on the way as well.
Sweat shoes, hey, yeah. But you don't call, and you don't call, and you don't say. you miss me. Oh. And you don't stop on your way back to say hi. I'm feeling crazy. It's 7 o'clock in the AM. In 15 minutes, this alarm will be ringing. At work, no one will feel my pain. It's a grand the way things change.
Time to wake up. Put on my strong face. And hope that no one's breaking out. You have managed to turn me from a woman of substance into a brick flying, calling too damn much, crying and crying, spying way down, down low with flat song. From the opposite side of the ball, easy off, loaded on the top of your car, chick. I never intended to be this chick. Groping that smoke for her mind, or the readily dissolving remnants of it. After being chased, I've been dismissed as just an object, something to play with. You have managed to turn me from a woman of substance to
death.
Stories,
Delinquent Family. Got a bit of information wrong about them a couple of weeks ago. I was assuming that Delinquent Family was also Trust Me. Two different artists, two different cities. Apologies to all concerned. Delinquent Family out of Scotland. I think it's Glasgow. Track was Peace of Mind. EP on Firecracker Records. My kind of edit. And two tracks from the brand new, is it her third? Sort of a third official album for Jill Scott. There's at least four real good tracks on the album, which I know you're going to enjoy. You heard two of them. I'm going to try and maybe fit a couple more in tonight. We'll see. You heard Crown Royal and Insomnia. Jill Scott. She's going to be coming over to the UK as well. Yes, yes. Shows and things, and hopefully a Maid of El session for us. Always an absolute pleasure. And a couple of little freshness moments before. You heard a little edit on David Bowie's Rock On. Ahu. And the girl, Lady, who sings with Flying Lotus. Alongside him once again, Dolly. And it was music from the Quantic Soul Orchestra. New album is called Tropidelico. Not that easy to say. Music from all around the world, influences Puerto Rico, Colombia, Ethiopia. Will Quantic, definitely constantly on it. I think we should do a session with them. Been a while. Melodious Wayfarer, the name of the song you heard off the brand new LP for True Thoughts. So, yeah, can't wait. It's a big night this Saturday in London at the End, just around the corner from Tottenham Court Road. And who's in? Sinbad, Tristan, Ross Allen, Rainer Truby, Moody Man. And he's going to be joining me a little bit later on. It's kind of, I know it's late, but there are some traffic issues today. A man with history. We're going to get inside it. Get ourselves up for the session this Saturday night. Loving this little edit. Kind of, you could say, Moody Man inspired. That's how much influence he's had on the world of dance music. Mark E. We'll be right back.
music is everything.
Right now I'm chilling with Giles Peterson, my main man, worldwide, BBC Radio.
Feel it important, Kenny, to sort of cover yourself up and to play records behind screens and
most definitely
wear masks and stuff. Why is that?
Well, people pay too much attention to the damn DJ. You know, the talent is sitting on the turntables. You know, my attitude's with the DJ. You know, so yeah, and I'm not there to put on no you have to dance and pop locking behind no turntable. I'm there to present some talents on the turntable, not to, you know, the cat behind the turntable.
So you're kind of like a reluctant celebrity DJ. You're just a selector.
Maybe take celebrity out and you probably pretty much got it right.
Yeah.
You know, I do my thing. I mean, if you're looking for a hot DJ, I'm probably the wrong person to call. You know, I mean, there's so many hot DJs. There's so much talent out there. You know, I didn't really get on all into this to do all that. But it's a blessing.
You know what?
At the same time, because, you know, you get an opportunity to share so much with so many people at one time.
You did it, though, when we played in Southport together last year. I remember you kind of, you were sort of on at about 4 or 5 in the morning. It was late one, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was all right. We got to do that shit again. Was it 5 o'clock in the morning?
I know that you went on the microphone at the beginning of your set. You said, listen, don't expect anything. I'm just going to select some music for you. And place went off.
You think so?
Definitely.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. How long did you stay around? You stay around for a minute?
I was there all the way, wasn't I?
Okay.
I'm always there all the way at the Southport. It's a classic. It's a good band. And the other time we played together was in Japan, actually. That was like a year ago or so.
Yeah, you're right, Giles. Yeah, get that. You know, my memory ain't together, you know. Yeah.
But you've been in London for a little while right now.
Yeah, this is my, I would have to say probably my third home now. I love the people here. Everybody cool. They get down, do their thing. It ain't so much goddamn racism over here. I can come over here, stretch out a little bit. Transportation is wonderful. You know, if you like being wet, it's nice. You know, so yeah, I can dig that. Plus, you over here, Kat, you know, so I gotta come holler at you. What's up?
So your first time is Detroit?
Yeah.
Second home?
L.A. Most definitely, yeah. I like L.A. Don't rain as much. You know, plus I got so much family there. And then it's London, then it's Georgia. Georgia's my first home far as my generation is concerned. Because that's, you know, you're starting to get off some grandfathers, great-grandfathers. You know, they're all that making Georgia crack, you know. And I got a lot of relatives down there, but we don't get along too well. You know, but yeah. That's probably, you know, that's who we use. We say Detroit, L.A., London, and Georgia. You know, probably, you know, getting down. I like that track you're playing. Who's that, Giles?
That's you.
Oh, yeah, okay. You ain't got nothing else in here to play. I heard that before.
I've been playing other stuff, non-Moody Man stuff all the way, but you've just arrived, and I've got to get people who haven't heard of you, because there are quite a few people who you're new to them, to someone like me and to the people in the studio today. You're an absolute legend.
You think so?
Absolutely. You've been making some tunes just out of Detroit. What is it about sort of what you've been doing and all, you know, I mean, let's just talk about you, because there's a lot of different energies coming out of Detroit, but you seem to be putting out records. A lot of the records that come out on Mahogany, your record label, or others, Signature Sound, etc., there isn't that much information about them, you know, and I think that the fact that you've never really overdone it has added to the wonder of the music you're making.
Well, that wasn't the plan or the idea. The plan was, again, was just the music. I was happy at home just doing what I'm doing in my own little neighborhood. As far as making the tracks and music, that's just something you do anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people, you work all day. You come home, you want to take a bath, or you want to come home, be with your family. You know, me, I'm out all day doing my thing. I come home and make tracks. Yeah, that's what I did. That's what, you know, relieved me back in the 80s and what happened. Someone just started to, hey, you know, play them. And often I would play them when I would DJ anyway, back in the 80s anyway. You know, so that's... Hey, child, you know, this is my first motherfucking interview.
I know. Damn. You don't do interviews.
Yeah, this is tripping me out. This is f***ing me up right now, you know. Hey, y'all edited all that shit, right? I mean, the cuss words and shit, right?
Yeah, well, maybe do that.
Okay, that's beautiful. You know, they said he was going to do that anyway.
But tell me more about that whole early period, because, I mean, you haven't been heard speaking and on the radio stations, and you have kept a distance.
Yeah, kept a distance. Well, it wasn't, again, this is not no planned thing. I mean, I found it non-important, you know, in what I do. I mean, it's the same sad story. It's the same movie. You know, I ain't going to tell you no different. Go watch a Black Rotation movie. It's the same story, you know. I didn't start off doing four on the floor disco type music, and I'm just like half everybody in Detroit. We all started with soul or church or something like that. I couldn't stand church. Grandma just always dragged me into that mother scratching, and they just in there getting that money. But the music was crazy, you know, and it drove, you know, I like that. I got more into hip hop back in the 80s, and I did a lot of production in the 80s. And on the side, I would also do these old backyard parties, which got me into certain situations. Then, of course, later on in life, you know, being that brother from Detroit, of course, you're going to do a little time. So when I came out, I had to get my shit together. So I was blessed at a record store. And I just started making more tracks with my man K-Stone, K-Stoney Jam. That's Detroit. Early hip-hop, you know, Austin Dre, AWOL era. And from there, I launched KDJ Records, you know, because just like in everybody, you know, you have a group, you're getting down in the 80s doing your thing, and you got the manager and everybody just with all the music. So you learn the industry by example. So we didn't make no money, did about 1,000 shows, sold a lot of records, and we still wearing them same raggedy ass gym shoes. So, you know, I had to do something else. You know, selling that crap on the street and then got tired of that. So, and people bought that stuff. I didn't know why, but they bought it, sucked it up. You know, but I didn't press a lot neither. Because, again, my main thing wasn't the whole situation, you know. You know, but I was always that Negro on the side of the corner doing my thing, and that was my soundtrack, so I decided to share a little bit with the world, and a few cats liked it, and I enjoyed it. It got me in this, got me up in here talking to you, and so.
And it got you traveling around the world.
Yeah, well, I don't like traveling. Once I get there, I love the people, and the best part of traveling for me is always coming home. That is the best part. You know, if I could get away from the traveling thing, I would, but it's a blessing. You gotta hold those blessings up high, and you gotta think about this. I got so many brothers and sisters in the city, I mean, just around the corner from me, don't get that opportunity, so I can't just throw it away, you know what I'm saying? They'd kill me. Plus, they pay good sometimes, so I could come home and barbecue for everybody in the neighborhood. They love that shit. They like, yeah, he just came back from somewhere because everybody at his house eating. So it's a blessing, yeah, most definitely.
And it is a family thing for you, because when you were doing your live show recently here in the UK and around the place, it felt like a family event.
Well, yeah, I like to bring family values. You know, when I do my live thing, you know, a lot of people don't know, but I've been doing lives since probably the 80s, the K-Stone era. As far as the KDJ record situation, probably been doing live again since probably 94, started up again. Live for me was always my major situation, coming from a jazz club. My grandfather, Jimmy D, let me say that now before he get mad, but he has a jazz club, always owned jazz clubs, and, you know, from there I done got that aspect. But far as the family thing, when I do live, I just like to recreate my house or my studio, what I'm doing, you know. If I'm at home at that particular time and I'm skating, more than likely, if I'm going to do a live show, knowing if I was in Detroit right now, I'd be skating, I'm going to come up on that stage and skate. You know, it's no telling what I'm going to do, but I like to create my environment. Or recreate my environment or my house or my home when I do live, you know. Just not so much enjoy the music or it's a live show. It's me sharing my environment with everybody in the house, which is lovely.
This is Giles Peterson Worldwide.
love those, the way you stretch your tracks out, the way it just keeps going, but it's building. And classics. Do you realize this is a classic? Black Mahogany.
Oh, that's beautiful. I never thought of this as a classic, but that's nice. I didn't sell a lot. But, you know, I guess that's cool.
Now, when you say you were sort of selling the records, you actually make them and sell them outside the clubs, available on the streets, in the shops? Is that how
it works? Well, that's what it first started off. Yeah, most definitely. Just selling around neighborhood, just, you know, the record stores and things like that. Then a couple of distributors start calling you. And first, you don't really get it, but then you started, okay, we could make this happen. But I've always only pressed up a little. You know, for one big thing, because I couldn't really afford the whole situation.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Then, and, you know, probably the whole thing was, you know, I was satisfied. It wasn't like nobody ever called me for 5,000 damn records, you understand? So it was always nice to sell just a few. And knowing you wasn't getting none back as well is always a wonderful feeling. But, you know, if you're only selling 5 or 6 of them, it's more likely you won't get none sent back to you.
Was it strange for you that, in a way, you were getting more reaction out of Europe than, or Japan, than you were outside of Detroit?
Well, what was strange is that early on, I got tons of support from Detroit. Detroit was the reason why I kept doing it. But you got 1 million friends in Detroit. Detroit ain't gonna buy your records. Hey, man, what you mean? Give me your record. You know, that's how Detroit is, you know. But they will play, they will support it, but you know, they're not going to buy it. At least my friends not. You know, they just come to the house and pick it up and take whatever they want and they're gone. No barbecue, no money, you know, no liquor on the table, nothing. They just take. What was amazing that so many people over here started picking it up, or just, if they don't have the record, just knew of the person behind the record. Because, again, back in the 80s when it was me and Kay Stone, it was totally different. People knew us down south. Kind of the same situation in Detroit. We couldn't sell records in our own hometown, but down south, they picked it up, and it was wonderful, you know. Again, we never got no money. We owned somebody else's label. So, yeah, it was most definitely a surprise for me. You know, it wasn't like I started making records to get over here. I didn't even know nothing about the market as far as that's really happening. Though I knew music was coming out here because I bought records from Europe all my life, you know, especially London. I mean, you know, y'all are big-ass Detroit over here. Do you know that? And I done picked up a lot of things recently in the past 6 years, and sometimes I wonder, why do y'all even go to America? Y'all got so much talent over here. And it's amazing. Like, like, y'all got this thing over here called this new grime thing. I'm digging that, baby. That's hot. I'm really into that, you know, but it's amazing how people react and treat you when you come over here. Especially me, you know. I'm just, you know, you don't get that over there. You know, you still color-coded over there, you know, most definitely. And you come over here and they treat you, you know, everybody's the same red blood inside. It's wonderful. You know.
It's your fourth home. Maybe your first at one stage. Might be going towards the top of the list.
Nothing's right there comfortable where it's at.
have been in London for some time now, haven't you? I mean, like, you've just been here for a couple of weeks, right?
Been here for a couple of weeks, yeah, a few weeks.
Not just DJing, just...
Man, just relaxing, enjoying the rain, jumping on the tube, on the bus, getting that 29 and nowhere. I'm loving it, yeah, yeah.
And last Saturday, if you were lucky, people might have turned up at the Amfiddler show,
yeah.
At the Shepherd's Bush Empire, which was a roadblock apparently, and you were doing something there. You did some live stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Amfiddler did a show Saturday on the 6th at Shepherd's Bush Empire, and it was supposed to keep a, you know, a big secret, but anyway, I popped up and took over the stage for, I think, one tune. I did a Freaky Little Mama, and it was wonderful. You know, I wish I had my skates, but that didn't happen. But we went up there, we did our thing, sat back, he let me take control for him, and it was nice. You know, I don't know how the people reacted or whatever, but I went up there and did that track. It was wonderful.
So, Fiddler, Detroit, like you, you've known him alongside?
That's my big brother, yeah, yeah. You know, if I need anything, I call him. You know, if I need, hey, how you work this? How you, because I'm still dumbfounded with technology. Now, I'm just not getting over analog. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the CD era blew me away. So, you know, technology-wise, I call him. I need anything, you know. He's there for me, you know. And he basically lives around the corner. So, you know, it's always wonderful to call. Plus, like, when I did a show in Detroit, he popped up on the stage and took over. What I was supposed to do? Tell him to get off the damn stage. No, I went back in the back, got me some liquor, and chilled out for a while. Then I came back and let him do his thing.
By the way, you did come up with the best title for a record this year when you released Technology Stole My Vinyl, right?
Yeah, that wasn't a hard title to name. That wasn't nothing I had to really think about. It's always been there. And I'm sure a lot of brothers and sisters and DJs and people around the world probably feel the same way.
What is it about Detroit? I always ask this question when someone from Detroit comes in, but what is it about Detroit that pushes it out with all the producers? There's no producers that I've met out of Detroit who've been conservative necessarily. Most of them are pretty radical and they've really got a vision, more so than other cities. Have you got an idea about that?
I don't know. It's grimy. In Detroit, there's only three things going to happen in Detroit. You're either going to sell or make cars, you're going to be a musician, or you're going to be on drugs. It ain't too much in between there. You know, that's for a male. Now, if you're female, you could probably add prostitution. You know, but basically, that's it coming out of Detroit. Ain't nothing else going on. You know, I got a father that's been a musician all his life, and he's gone nowhere. I mean, Detroit is basically musicians. You know, if you think about it, if you know a band or you go to a band anywhere around the world, at some point in time in any huge band or even a small band, there's some musician, somebody at some point in somebody's band, somebody is from Detroit or at one point been from Detroit or lived in Detroit. You know, me, I have to say it's simple. That's a very simple answer. It's just simply home. I mean, we know no other way. You know, that's probably the best answer I could tell you. There is just no other way. You know, you fight all your life and you get prone to that. It's just a way of life.
Are you still connected to the hip hop movement?
Oh yeah, most definitely.
And did you know JD?
Oh yeah. Well, in Detroit, who didn't? You know, and it goes Big Proof as well. You know, the Outkast. You know, the Hip Hop Shop. You know, and then of course later on, 3/4 of Fun, which was originally Maurice Malone's idea. And of course, Big Corporate made it. You know, made it a different situation. You know, but I want to say what's up to Andres, Shoe, Slum, you know, that whole connection over there. You know, we doing our thing, Fat Cat. I just saw them cats at a jazz cafe out here in London. Imagine that. Come way out here, you see some cats from your own hometown. That's lovely. That's a beautiful thing.
Wicked every time.
So, Giles, how long you been around? What you doing, man? What's happening with you, baby? When you coming to Detroit?
You know what? I was in Detroit a few years ago, and I can't remember what was the club, Motor City Club?
The
Motor.
Right, that's Hamtramck. Okay, right.
It was strange because it was over 23s. It's like, you got to be old to get into a club.
Well, yeah, in a lot of ways you got to be old. They have a lot of parties for 25 and up.
25 and up, that surprised me.
Yeah, and 35 and up. I throw a skate party 25 and up. And I don't want no kids in there. You know, I want adults in there. You know, plus, you got a lot of violence in Detroit, and a lot of that stems, there's nothing wrong, we was all the same way, but, you know, a lot of places are like that. Jimmy D has this 55 and up Tuesday. That's my grandfather's club, it's 55 and up.
Has he made a record?
Nah.
I'm sure I've got something by Jimmy D.
Nah, he put out a compilation in the 60s, okay. But you know, that wasn't none of his stuff. He just financed the damn thing.
But the skate thing is important as well. Is there a revival going on in Detroit?
There's never been a revival. It's always been there. I don't think nobody really talked about it. But you know, it's an older crowd. It's mainly a black crowd as well. And they still skate. You know, it ain't the roller boogie disco clown shit neither. You know, they skate for real. You know, and they play a lot of James Brown, God bless his soul. But James Brown always been a skating pioneer cat as well. You know, they got the JB Skaters in Chicago. That's the JB style of skating. That's been around since the 70s, maybe even 60s or something, you know. Yeah, but no, it hasn't went anywhere. I just think people heard me talk about it for some strange reason. I thought it's a new revival just popped up, or no, it's always been there. Detroit's been strong in skating. Now, you know, there's at least 3 skating rinks within the city of Detroit, and probably another 20 within Michigan. You know, most definitely.
And do you play records at these?
Sometimes, yeah, but I like to skate too damn much. It's like, you know, DJing was hard for me in the 80s. You know, I like to dance too much. You know, I'm old breakdancer. If I hear something crazy, I'm going to get out there and bust a windmill right quick, you know. But I do play a few tracks at the skate party. I do have a skate party in May of next year in Detroit. We had one last year, and we're having another one because it worked out pretty well. But, you know, this time I'm going to play more records. I'm going to probably play the whole night this time if I could try to stay up there.
We got to do the Streatham Skating Rink. Have you been to Streatham Skating Rink?
No, I haven't.
That's
where
the
is
one.
That?
That's the one. Ross Allen, that's his home area. He's big on Streatham, aren't he?
Yeah, okay. So you can tell me where that skate rink is, huh?
They have sounds in there sometimes.
Okay, well, yeah. I don't need no music. I just need to get down, you know.
Yeah, I think they got a PA in there, though. So it's kind of, because that's the problem. A lot of the skating rinks there haven't got the PAs to go with the ice and the, you know, but I'm sure you've got the PAs over there, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to have a system. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you get the reverberations as you're skating?
Well, you know, skating rink, you're skating on wood, so that's a good thing, you know, because you get that bottom and that base.
Oh,
know?
I see. I'm sure I've got it all wrong. So basically, you're skating on wooden. It's not ice skating.
Not ice skating, baby. Oh, look at my man. Oh, my man. You got to come on to the D. We got to brush off on you, baby. No, we don't do too much ice skating now. Hold on now. You know, ice skating is a little different. You know, if you roller skate and you fall off some wood, you get on back up. You dig what I'm saying? Ice skating, that's some other shit there. You not only are you falling, but you cold too. You know, you got to fall and freeze. And if your mouth is open, now your tongue stuck on the damn thing. You know, I don't do too much goddamn ice skating. Yeah.
What was I thinking ice skating?
I leave that to the Detroit Red Wings.
So ice skating. Obviously not, but the roller skating, it's all just purely made for that. For
roller boogie, baby, roller skating. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Paul Anderson, Electric Ballroom, isn't it? That was the one in London. Yeah, well, we got to organise that. We've got to organise that.
So you are ice skating.
That's the one in Swan, yeah.
Oh, no, I can't.
There's one in Edmonton.
Okay, yeah, I got to have that wheel flow. Hey, this is nice. You know, y'all probably don't know this, but Giles got his nieces up in here.
That's why I'm on this ice skating tip, I think, because I'm thinking Switzerland today.
Yeah, yeah, that's beautiful.
I'm in the mountains.
Oh, that's beautiful.
We're in the mountains of Radio 1. It's Moody Man, Giles Peterson, and you know what? This Saturday is going to be a big night. I'm so pleased that you're going to be able to play some tunes with us.
Yeah, this Saturday, Giles Peterson's birthday party for his label. from what I hear. Is that right, bro?
That's right. We got a label, Browsered Records, and in fact, you did a remix for me back in the day when I had a label called Talking Out. Do you remember you did a remix of People Make the World Go Round for Carl Craig?
I did a remix for that.
Do you remember that?
People make, yeah, right, right. I remember People Make the World Go Round.
Yeah, you did a remix. Right. We've worked together before.
Okay, yeah, of course we did.
But that was through Planet E, I think, and that was okay. Obviously Carl. Yeah,
the great Carl. Right, yeah. Okay, it's beautiful. That's all right. Well, you know, you've been around, Giles. Yeah. Well, you're about 60.
I'm, no, older than that.
Yeah, I thought so. You just look 20.
That's
great. See, I'm trying to get some free records out of this deal.
You got some tunes for me, right, today. We're going to play some tunes. You're going to do a little mix for me.
Yeah, I'm going to tie my man up and kick him out of here, and I'm going to run this mother scratcher for a minute and see what's happening. I don't know if y'all going to like what I'm playing, and I ain't going to be doing no mixing and none of that crap, but I'm going to put on some records. See if I get him up out of here.
And you're going to play some new stuff off the forthcoming album as well?
Yes, yes. I got a few things I'm going to play. I did bring Freaky Mother Scratcher to Freaky Little Mama. And I brought Mama's Hand. What else? I Don't Need No Feedback. A few little knickknacks. And then I brought also some stuff off Mahogany Music. Also the Andres new album as well. I bought some things. Plus my own little personal plucks that I plucked out. I was like, oh, okay, I take this and Giles might not like this, so I'm going to definitely bring this one.
Specials. Yeah. Okay, let's go, let's go, let's go.
And I hear no weak baby, but you to come through when you left.
That's all I see. freaky little monkey. Now that's what you really are.
Is that what you say?
You freaky little monkey. I'ma make you my ghetto star. You usually take the bus nowhere. Today you took the train. You don't come out when the sun's out. I only see you when it rains. I tried to get your attention, baby, but you seem to look away. I don't care about your preference. If you're straight, I go both ways.
I get this way.
You freaky motherfucker.
Is that what you say?
That's what you ought to be.
Is that what you say?
You freaky motherfucker.
Is that what you say?
That's all I see.
Is that what you say?
You freaky little mom. Now that's what you really are.
Is that what you say?
You freaky little mom. Come here, babe. Let me make you my ghetto star. I love your bedroom shows at night. They're better than cable TV. And the things you do to yourself, I wish you did to me. And no one really understands you, not the way I do. Your needs, your wants, your love, the sex in you. I'll never take you away from your joy. You know my game. Freaky movie, freaky clips, freaky people, freaky chicks. I have no shit. You don't know your name. I just like the look. You don't even like this song. You just like the look.
Hey, hey,
man. This is the Giles Peterson Show live, my friend. That's how we do it. Sometimes we own, other times we just own. This next one's kind of awkward, but I did this with my man that lives down the street from me in Detroit. He goes by the name of Mick Collins, and you might know him from the Dirt Bombs. He's a big local star over there, but we got together and did this track probably about 2 weeks ago. I was deported, sent back a couple weeks ago. Coming here to London, they sent me back, and they, you know, the attitude, like, I don't know what the situation is, but, you know, we don't like you, take your ass on back to the D. And I went on back to the D, kind of upset, got Mick, came on down to the studio, we made this track, it's called, I Don't Need No Feedback, just check it out, a little something different, but, it might be a B-side on the album that's coming out shortly, we don't know what we're gonna do with it, but just check it out, it's a little different, you know, Radio 1.
You think you lie, mama, when you just stop. You keep me popping in your underwear. Oh. You keep me rocking like that you don't care. Oh. Stop. Enjoy the ride. You got plans, you're gonna risk it now. Call your friends, tell them the news. I'll talk to the boy who I see you. Don't need no feedback. I don't need no feedback, get back. Why do you think they wanna be like you? Why can't you do what you're supposed to? And they tell me cause life is hard. They tell me to go to my cell just for my die. Yeah, I was there about a year too. I had to do what I had to do. Yeah, you don't know what I gotta go through. Just to come here and talk to you. I don't need no feedback.
Feedback. Am I back on? There we go. Yeah, that was, don't need no feedback, just some frustration out I had to get out of, and he helped me out a lot. We came down there and did that record in about a couple hours. And that was cool. I want to stay away from my tracks for a minute. Let's get into some something different for a change. You know, something that I just listened to in Detroit. This is Sly. Of course. We're gonna later on get into some more of my album coming up a little later, but let's get into some of this. I wanna say what's happening to Jimmy D, Tracy at Mahogany Music, Young D, Canolia, N13 Crew, Young Money over there at Winchmore. What up, Young Jay? My father, my cousin, little Al, everybody in Detroit. What up, though?
This is worldwide. Can't strain my brain. I know how it feels to worry all the time. Can't take the pain. I know how it feels to hurry home for just a time. Made for us, you see, and we're gonna have
happening. Yeah, this is the takeover. Detroit's up in here with the takeover. Right now, I'm going to play something for from the Andres up-and-coming album, which should be out, who knows? I'm thinking February. This is called Roots from Andres, which is on tour right now with Slum Village, DJ Dez. What's happening, baby? Music collection. What's happening, brother? That's all from the new album coming up. Right now, I'm gonna play maybe one or two more joints for you. Then we're gonna rip back up in Giles. I'm gonna untie him and get him back going on. This is something from the album I got coming up. I don't know which one this is. We're gonna find out because I'm just throwing stuff on at the particular time and moment. You know, I don't do this on a regular basis. But we're going to get into a track called Mama's Hand. How about that? How that sound? Oh, that ain't. I think this might be right here. Here we go. Yeah. No, that's we don't care if you're black or white. Okay. How about this one? Here we go. How about the,
Worldwide, it's the music, man.
It's all about the music.
Take me back where I'm supposed to be.
What's happening, Radio 1? What's happening, Detroit? What's happening, London? They think they say, I'm going to go back here and untie my man in a minute. But until then, I'm going to play this one record, and I'm going to go back there and take care of him, you know, put some stitches up in him and do my thing. But until then, I want you to check this out, dig on what you're doing, and it's a blessing to come out here and share some of this with you. I want to say what's happening to Rosa Parks, Big Proof, the Dilla man himself. What up, though?
You good to go?
You're listening to Giles Peterson.
I lose my head.
Untied, Unlocked. It's such an honour to have Kenny Dixon here on the show and not only talking but playing records. You should do more radio.
Yeah, you told me that. I don't know how I feel about that. I just do, you know, I've been doing, why not talk, you know, a little bit. I'll tell the people what you're playing sometime because that's what it's all about at the end of the day, you know, and that's how some of these artists can actually make their money as well. You know, they could go out and even go get it, or in some technology world, you could download it. It's not always the best for everybody, but, you know, just educate some of these clowns out here. You know, that wears the hats. Sometimes I can have a hat on too.
But some of your records that you've done, there's always a bit of chatting, and it feels like sometimes you put the records on, they're kind of, it's like a radio show on vinyl sometimes.
Well, often, you know, I don't have the proper studio. I just got the equipment, and my studio is like in a living room at times. You know, you got your family coming over, and often I get tired and tell them, you know, to shut up, the mic is on. So a lot of that stuff is on the mic anyway. And then sometimes you do a good cut, and then you got some clown in the background. I can't do that cut again because my man ain't gonna play it like that. So it ends up like that, and I may just add to it later on. Or, you know, it's always a family or a people situation, so they kind of end up on there anyway. Sometimes, unfortunately, I have no say so.
Do you have, you know what, you just played some great tunes, and the last two were from your forthcoming album, and we were listening to it in the studio, and I'm like, what was that sample and stuff, but you were saying, no, that's a live band, we've just, you know.
Yeah, a lot of that is a live band now. There's a Pitchback City thing I do back in Detroit. We kind of keep it in Detroit, and I got Tim Washington on bass, Ben Washington, and Thaddeus is my cousin, Thaddeus Dixon on drums. Then I got the keyboarders, Rodney, and then there's me, just kind of don't do nothing, sit around, talk, chat, and on the mic, but they're the real talent, you know what I'm saying? I may go pluck with the keyboards or piano just to stay in the pocket, but I'm not really doing nothing but orchestrating the whole situation. But it's something I've been doing for quite a while, but you know, it's just, you know, I'm still having fun with it. It's still the joy of doing it. And you know, we're starting to release a lot of that stuff or getting more serious with it. But most of that stuff that's going to be coming up on the new album is really it's just the live stuff. I'm finally gonna start printing up some of the live stuff, because when Moody Man does live, he never does anything that's been out before, and anything that I release, I never do live. So it's always been that situation. For the first time, they're gonna get a taste on vinyl or in CD what people see on stage, that kind of situation.
And what's the quickest song that you've made? I mean, are there times when you've gone in and you've gone, I feel like making a song today, and you just knocked it out?
Yeah, just recently, 2 weeks ago, when I got a refused entry at Heathrow, I went home in about 2 hours. I made that Don't Give Me No Feedback. I called Mick. He came down here with his guitar, and I was just finishing it up, and I said, just play. And he was like, what the hell? Just listen to it and play. And, I didn't have an attitude or nothing like that, but I had a little aggression. I mean, you know, I wanted to see some people over here. You know, I just left Detroit. I didn't feel like going back to that mother right now. You know, and I wanted to go and hang out and do my thing. But it was lovely. I went back, and it took about 2 hours. After mixing it and everything, I say probably about 3.5 hours. It was kind of a one-take thing. You know, it was just, didn't know how it would turn out. It was just some aggression you get out, you know. But, you know, this track's all over the place. I got it at my house. You know, everything I've released always been recorded a year or two ago. I just go when it's time to release something, just go to the library, pluck something out, and there it is. Because I'm always recording. Always. In my rider, when I go places, I have to have an MPC in my hotel. Because I bring my disc with me. You know, so I'm always writing. Something happened to me today, I'm sure that they can find at least 15 albums if you put 15 tracks on them. I'm not saying they all good now. That's probably why they're sitting around now.
I want to say thank you so much for coming in. It's a real honor to have you here. And you know what? You are going to come back and do some more radio with me, because I think that you know, this is just touching the iceberg, and you've got this new album coming out, and
right.
You've still got the passion.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It seemed like you like being tied up in the back there in the refrigerator. You know, if you don't mind that again, you know, I'll throw some beers back there for you next time. You know, but I don't mind coming over, Detroit don't mind coming over, taking over the show for a minute. You know, this is something, I mean, I don't think I'm going to get too deep into it, but yeah, hanging out with Giles, man, hell yeah. No problem, baby, no problem. And don't forget, we're going to be at this, I know this is a taped and recording situation, but we're going to be at this birthday party, 1 year anniversary for this record label this Saturday, I believe. And I'm a pop up, and I don't know if I'm a tie him up, but we're going to kick him out for a minute. And I think I'm going to play about 45 minutes or something like that. I don't know, whatever I feel like doing really here. But you got to come out this Saturday and enjoy the festivities. I think he's going to be giving away some free water and some other stuff. Hey, but it was true blessing. Radio 1, yeah. And this is all right, baby. You're gonna kick me out. I'm gonna go back out here in this rain, you know, and do my thing. But it's a true blessing, Giles. I want to thank everybody, you know, in here. You know, don't forget about the nieces, you know, and everybody. This was most enjoyable, you know. And I want to thank for the support of London, just for American artists, period, man. I don't know how many people actually come in here and tell you about that, especially in Detroit. I mean, wow, I come over here and you got people from Detroit over here quite often. That's a blessing, you know. But in the same thing, I would love to come over here and see some London nerves. You dig what I'm saying? I mean, you guys got so much talent in this place. I mean, if I was a promoter, I'm not calling nobody from the States. You know, but I hear them all the time, so that could be a little different situation for me. But you got a lot of talent here, and it's wonderful. And I appreciate coming down. I appreciate the support for those people I do know, for those I don't. But we all can get an education by just simply listening to Giles when he does his thing. I appreciate it, Giles. And I guess I'm out of here. I'm gone.
Thank you.
you know they lied. They lied. Yeah, skip it a deep lie.
Jazz was dead, need to hop, skip, and jump on the way out to Philly. Well, you can see live at Zanzibar Blues. Zanzibar Blues,
my man, Rock One.
Rock One.
Rock One, my name.
Passing it up for y'all with Mel on
Zanzibar, if you want to
do it up, baby.
The maddest thing about the show today was that both Kenny and I brought this record into the studio, and I thought, well, if he's not going to play it, I better play it. It sounds good. Giles.Peterson at bbc.co.uk. You have been listening to a special edition with Moody Man out of Detroit this Saturday night. We're all going to be down at the end, London's West End. Ross Allen is going to be joining me next week. And Zed Bias is going to be in as well. Just representing the music from all corners. Thanks to Becky and to Ben and to Tristan. And the nieces in the area tonight. Alicia. Of old man.
Solicitated. I party with ghetto people and sophisticated. When I walk in the club, people staring and hating. But I didn't say much, but I made a damn statement.
Ray, Steve, Ray, at the home of the sideshow. You know my skis is phenomenal. Rock cup hats with the H stand for honor roll. Step in the scene looking clean as the monitor. Yo, when I ride to the club, man, I bump J. Davey. Step in the ride in the hundreds crazy. Really don't match, but I look cool crazy. Wear bamboos and I'm looking 80s. You wanna know who this fly ass lady? Must be the kiss cause I'm looking mean. Brand new pedicure Jordan 3s. It must be the new era by Supreme. And everywhere we go, man, they know who we are. Like fake shoes, we some walking stars. Start a sideshow for the people, go dumb. For my man J. Dilla, oh, step, don't stop. Man, they on, I'm a man. It's Stingray, that's why your man can't. You better use your brain if you're trying to shoot the game. Show your own man, I ain't the one to blame. Don't hate cause I'm doing my thing. Don't hate cause I'm doing my thing. Don't hate cause I'm doing my thing. From the yay where the breeze is waiting. Walk in the club, fear is facing. Party with the ghetto and sophisticated. Step in the club, I'm solicited. And these bras is waiting. I stepped in the place and it's so damn blatant. Didn't say much, but I made a statement. I'm streetwear diva who is deviated from the norm, and I'm about to be a favorite. Step in the bar, get alleviated. These fools try to run up and be included. Damn, dog, keep my space. And I ain't in the mood to be all forced in. I'm trying to get my party on in my orbit. You're gonna make me call my resources. Got dudes behind me like Tanya Moore. Step to the spot. And they on my neck. It's Stingray, that's why your man can't. You better use your brain if you try to shoot again. Check your own man, I ain't the one to blame. Don't hate cause I'm doing my thing. Don't hate cause I'm doing my thing. Don't hate cause I'm doing my thing.
LA, the Bay, and ready for J-A-C-K-J-V. Making them crazy, borderline, don't come halfway hazy. Other half Chrissy, such a fucking lady. To the drink, it's hard fast. See my girl Stingray, hit the gas. Slice seed in the jam till we on the ass. And I don't dance, I tend to rock. Non-stop, real slow to the tender knock. And other girls stand around straight, mean and jealous. Cause all the fellas wanna ride my pelvis. What kind of girl do you take me for? What? Club ain't closing, man, lock that door. Time to get risque, play hardcore. So everybody right now better hit that door. Come on.
Step to the spot and they on the man. Stingray, that's why your man can't. You better use your brain if you try to shoot again. Check your own man, I ain't the one to blame. Don't hate cause I'm doing my thing. Don't hate cause I'm doing my thing. Don't hate cause I'm doing my thing. Don't hate cause I'm doing my thing.
Yeah. Josie Stingray out to Ross. Got the J. Davey connection.
Fools and all these bitches hate it. All these bitches hate it. All these bitches hate it. I was looking so cool. Stepped out the limo. I was looking so cool. Walked in the club being John Mayer. Fools and all these bitches hate it. All these bitches hate it. All these bitches hate it. I was looking so cool.
had to leave that one till the end of the show this week. Bugs in the Attic in effect with Sinbad After the Dance, original song by Marvin Gaye. That's working for me. They've definitely done some overtime on that one. Shout out to Kaidi. And again, everybody who made it here tonight for the Radio 1 Worldwide Selection, Moody Man Peterson and friends. Saturday, the end. Next week, Ross Allen and Zed Bias. Till the next time, take good care.
Radio 1. Listen again to any Radio 1 show. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
This is Radio 1.
This one goes out to the entire world.
Now. Radio 1 podcast.
This is Radio 1.
Hey, it's Natalie Jameson, and welcome to another half hour of the very best in entertainment news from Radio 1. Stars aplenty this week. We're celebrating the Q Awards.
I rate them 5 stars. They're a lot more fun, and a lot more stuff happens.
Ricky Gervais reveals how to get into his best books.
I've always liked Take That. They're nice lads, and they knew about my cats.
Then, what is a girl to do trying to do her best on Strictly Come Dancing?
Well, I just got a sore bum where Brendan keeps grabbing it, and that's not even in the routine.
We'll celebrate 35 years of Emmerdale, plus ever been phone jacks.
Radio 1's entertainment news podcast, Talk to Me.
We will in the next 30 minutes.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1's entertainment news.
First this week, let's catch up with the stars arriving for the Q Awards before the boos really kicked in. Kelly from Stereophonics gave us an update on the arm he hurt at another awards ceremony.
It's all right, yeah. They said full recovery should be about 6 weeks, which lands on the first week of the tour, so hopefully it'll be all right. But, so I haven't played yet, so hopefully it'll be all right. It's just boring. You just got to wait and wait for the... Because the muscle inside was torn that controls my wrist, so I can't bend my arm back. But there's always ways to move your hands back before I find it. Keep them, exercised.
No, I don't know. The injury didn't merit a full-on plaster cast, which Kelly's actually rather miffed about.
All right, so Richard Ashcroft at the Q Awards.
Now, you must have been to these in the past. They're legendary for being quite drunk in affairs. Which was your best Q?
The best Q was last year, actually. It was a good event. Jonathan Ross was good, funny. But I've made a definite attempt to eat a cheese sandwich before I came out. I made a bad mistake last year. I didn't eat a thing, and I was within half an hour, so...